Welcome to another episode of Starlight Radio Dreams, the podcast comedy show that dares ask the question, just how tiny are these reindeer? Tonight's episode, NPC, Wyatt, Why Not? Written and directed by Ben McCauley, music by Arnie Parrott, sound designed by Ansel Birch, featuring the voice talents of Carolyn Blake, Ansel Birch, Ellen DeSitter, Kat Evans, Anna Gatekey, Derek Gatekey, Rachel Grandiglusky, Cameron Palmer, Arnie Parrott, and Jared McDerris. And now, hold on to your plus one swords, it's time for NPC!
Loading exposition. After escaping Lucia, the desert witch, Bex, shopkeep, and Squib, the slime monster, and Trumbly, the bard, made their way across the Novender Desert and finally arrive at Montero City. Load game.
Look at this place.
I am looking at it. In fact, it is the only thing to look at.
I can't believe we made it. I'm finally gonna sell Sir Adwin this sword.
So this is where that sod-stuffing, booger-bending knight lives. The time has come to enact my revenge.
Yes, it does seem our party is nearing its end.
Oh, it's been so long since I left the shop. I wonder what Wyatt has been up to.
Highdale Village, 5 days earlier.
Whoosh. Oh man.
Wyatt shopkeep, older brother to Bex.
Keep a cool head, Wyatt. If anyone asks why you're here, you're just bringing Bex his water flask.
Wyatt sits outside the door of Sheepshorn Inn, while inside Bex speaks with Claire, the innkeeper.
Now, just get out of there and don't ask about the tooth.
Inside, Bex can be heard asking about the tooth.
Oh, crap.
Wyatt runs quickly inside.
I brought your water flask. I heard you talking to yourself again.
Wait, what the hell was that?
I believe we just experienced what is known as a cutscene.
A cutscene?
A visual, non-interactive plot sequence used to provide backstory, advance the quest, or reveal character.
Mm-hmm. Who is the taller, more handsome version of you?
That was my brother.
I want to see more of him.
Oh, it seems young Squib has a bit of a crush on your elder brother.
Say that one more time, and I will ooze my way into your throat, travel down to your intestines, make my way to your stomach, and expand until you burst like a bloody bird balloon.
I am concerned about your understanding of human anatomy. Do you understand how it works?
Shall we experiment?
You know, I'd rather not. Let's just change the subject in natural and fluid transition. Bex?
What?
Your brother mentioned something about a tooth. Can you expound upon that?
Oh, right. Yeah, before he left, he lost a tooth, but he wouldn't tell me how. Menu, any chance we can keep watching the... watching?
Yes. If you would like. Inquire about your brother again.
Right. I wonder what Wyatt has been up to since I left.
Highdale Village, 5 days earlier.
Whoosh. I wonder if he'll actually be able to do it. Find that knight and sell my sword.
He's a stubborn boy.
Runs in the family, don't he?
I'm not stubborn.
Said that drink would be too strong for you and you drank it anyway.
I wouldn't call that stubborn.
And even though you were clearly in pain, you tried to show
it,
off.
It wasn't that bad.
And then you vomited, slipped on your own vomit, and fell face first into the table.
The funniest thing I ever seen.
Can we change the subject? I'm worried about Bex.
What's going on with him?
I don't know. He's never acted like this before.
Maybe he's just a weirdie.
That knight must have really razzed his berries.
Oh, look, he left his water flask.
Jeez, I need to get this back to him.
Why?
He gets spacey when he doesn't drink, and I wouldn't want him drinking water from a stranger who knows what they could put in it.
Wyatt, maybe he just needs a little time away from Highdale.
And maybe a break from his vomit-flipping, tooth-miffing brother.
Oh, you're one to talk. You have 6 teeth left.
Yeah, well, I got an even number.
Fine. You're right.
A symmetrical smile is a happy smile.
No! About Bax. I'm sure he'll be fine. I'll keep it cool.
Care for another drink? Maybe something a little less strong.
Might as well.
Montero City.
So that's how he lost his tooth.
I like it. Makes him look dangerous.
He must be freaking out right now. I've been gone for 5 days.
Shall I continue?
There's more?
Correct.
Then, yeah, let's keep going.
I wish I had some popcorn.
Highdale Village, the next morning.
Wyatt, wake up.
Where am I?
Still at the tavern. You fell asleep after half a beer.
Did he sleep here too?
I'll never sleep.
Wait, did Bax come back last night?
I haven't seen him.
Okay, now I'm worried. I should go after him.
If he's taking this long, he must have made it through Tutorial Forest. Past that's unknown territory.
Well, surely it can't be completely unknown. Is there anyone here who knows about the rest of Bluehaven?
Well...
Yes?
My grandfather might be able to help.
Oh, fantastic. Where is he?
His room is upstairs, but I warn you, he's a little...
Weirdy.
That's not very nice.
Honestly, that is putting it nicely.
I'll go and see if he can help me out. Hello, Claire's granddad?
Hello there. Welcome to the world of Bluehaven. My name is Dr. Tree.
Oh, hello, doctor. My name is Wyatt. I was wondering if you could...
Tell me, are you a boy or a girl?
It's a bit of an antiquated question, but a boy, I guess.
Wonderful! Sir, your very own legend is about to unfold. A world of dreams and adventures.
I just need help finding my brother. Claire said you could tell me about what lies beyond Tutorial Forest.
Beyond Tutorial Forest? What nonsense. There's nothing beyond Tutorial Forest.
I am lying to you. There are things beyond Tutorial Forest.
I'm well aware. I'm just hoping that you could...
Come inside.
Grandpa, don't freak him out. He's fragile.
Of course, dear. Close the door.
Oh, okay. So my little bro. Oh, what the heck is all of this?
This is my laboratory.
It looks more like a dirty kid's room.
It's a laboratory.
There are 3 half-eaten donuts on the floor.
I'm saving them for later. Look, are you going to be all judgy, or do you want me to help you?
Oh, sorry.
I've been working on a new invention, a way to graph the entirety of Bluehaven.
Like a map?
What the hell's a map?
Never mind.
I give you my latest invention, a device that contains all my knowledge on the cartography of the land. I call it a Mobile Atlas Processor, or MAP for short.
That literally spelled... You know what? Keep going.
This can help you safely navigate through Bluehaven. I'll give it to you, and in return, all you have to do is record any new data you find.
I'll give it a shot.
Very good. Here you are.
Thanks.
Now get moving. This is a great undertaking in Bluehaven history.
Whatever you say.
Bye now.
What an odd man, but I did like the cut of his jib.
Yeah, I've lived there my whole life, and I've never seen or heard of him before.
It's almost as though he's merely there to fill a need of a narrative device.
Or he's just an old stinky man that no one wants to talk about.
That is also very possible.
Tutorial Forest, later that day.
All right, Bax, where are you? What the hell is that?
It is I, Professor Tree. I am trapped inside this device. Ha ha, just kidding. This is a pre-recorded message. Anywho, Tutorial Forest is filled with slime monsters. These creatures tend to stay hidden in the tall grass, so as long as you stay on the path, you should be fine.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
So what's on the other side?
Sorry, I can't hear you. This is a pre-recorded message.
All right, just stay on the path. I can do that. Well, this is right by the oak tree I use for swords. Chop it down one day, it's back there the next. So convenient.
You! Human! Come over here!
Well, hey! I'm on the path, slime thing. You can't touch me.
Stupid tall grass rules. Are you sure you don't want to just dip a toe in? See how it feels?
Not here to battle, just trying to get through to the other side.
What is it with all these humans not wanting to fight? You don't, that kid with the sword didn't.
Kid with the sword?
Yeah, looked kind of like you, but shorter and uglier.
That's my brother!
He destroyed the only slime man I ever had a hot dream about. But then I had no interest taking it further in real life.
Bax killed a slime monster. He must be more worked up than I thought.
You will pay for the sins of your brother. Just come over and step in the grass.
No.
Aw, come on.
I'd rather not.
Don't be such a baby.
No, thanks. Oh, hey, I should get a picture for the MAP. Say cheese.
Cheese?
You were close, but the slime monster isn't in the middle of the frame.
Oh, come on.
Can we take another one? I think I blinked. What did she mean, short and ugly?
I guess we slime monsters have a type, and you are not it.
Well, that's probably for the best.
I say, your brother does seem to have an iron will. I would have walked right into that grass for sure.
Hey, wait, how come Wyatt didn't get a menu for his quest?
Non-players cannot receive menus.
But I did.
Yes, but you are...
I'm a shopkeep, just like my brother.
I am unsure.
Okay. Bring back the better version of Bax.
Yes, I want to see what other missteps he avoids that young Bax walked right into.
Jacoby Village, the next day.
Whoosh. All right, let's see what the old MAP says.
Whoop!
This is Jacoby Village. The villagers here are needy as hell and want you to do all their chores for them. That's all I got.
I'm glad he took... glad he took the time to record that vital information.
Would you like to make a purchase? All of my dyes are on sale today.
No thanks, just passing through. Say, you wouldn't have happened to see my brother come through here recently.
You'll have to be more specific, love. What's he look like?
He looks kind of like me.
Oh, but shorter and uglier.
Whoosh.
Oh, come on!
Whoosh. Yeah! Which way did he go?
He went off toward the center of town a while ago.
Oh, thank you. I'll go see if I can find him.
And beware the desert wind.
What?
Sorry, frog in my throat. Yeah, there's a desert witch. I tried to warn your brother, but he took off before I could.
Oh, good to know.
What was that about a desert witch?
I thought you said this was pre-recorded.
I'm just an overcompensator and plan for everything that might be said.
Even that?
I'm just an overcompensator and plan for everything that might be said.
Goodbye.
Good morning.
Oh, so much trash. Who just throws paper on the ground? Wait, this looks like a note. Let's see. It says to Silas Softwood. Hey, is anyone here named Silas Softwood?
Silas Softwood, why, that is my name.
Unfortunate.
Pardon me?
Never mind, I got this letter. It has your name on it.
A letter? For me? From whom?
I don't know, man. I just found it on the ground.
Might I see that?
Here you go.
Oh, my word is this. It's from my dearest Amelia. She has written me a love letter in return for mine. Allow me to read it aloud.
Oh, no, it's okay. I'm gonna go.
Dearest Silas, my heart is locked, and I feel that only thou dost have the key. If you do feel the same, please write me back a letter in no less than 500 words single space with a fun little sign-off at the end. I will expect to hear from you soon, for if not, I shall assume your love key was made for another door.
What?
Dear me, I must write this, and with haste. You, lad, stay here. I shall scribe my love a letter. Return here, and you will deliver it for me. Do not move, but, for my heart is on the line.
Wait, I can't. Oh, there he goes. Whoosh.
Tell me he actually waited for him to come back.
Jacoby Village, 2 hours later. Whoosh.
Sitting in the street, waiting for some guy. Starting to wonder, hey, did he die? If you come to me and you go ask me why, I'll say it's because I have a huge guilt complex and I get the shakes when people are upset with me.
Excuse me, young man. My name is Silas Softwood, and I have composed a letter of great import to my darling Amelia. Mayhap you could assist me in the delivering of it.
I know. Give me the letter.
Here you are.
Where does she live?
In the red-roofed building just south of here.
Okay, I'll be right back.
What do you have there?
I'm delivering a love letter.
Catalog it. I want to know everything.
It seems like an invasion of privacy.
This is just a piece of technology, here to catalog information on the inhabitants of Blue Haven without their knowledge or permission.
Fine.
Dang, this is juicy stuff.
Don't make it weird.
It's for science.
Oh, good. Here's her house. Excuse me, Amelia?
Silas Noseroot, you complete me?
I thought his name was Softwood.
It is. This is awkward.
Catalog it.
Nope, we're just gonna leave the letter here.
Buzzkill.
Let's see. Oh, let's see if that old guy knows anything. Excuse me, old man.
Back already?
Huh?
Oh, I'm sorry, I thought you were someone else.
Oh, you must have met my brother.
Oh, brother, that makes sense. He looks just like you, but...
Shorter and uglier, I know.
I was gonna say he had a slime monster with him. Kind of a dick thing, what you said.
You seem familiar. Have we met?
You must have met my brother. He lives in Hardale Village.
Oh, him.
Yeah, he's a weirdie.
So, back to my brother.
I'll tell you what I know for a price. All I need is 10 mushrooms.
Oh, actually, I have some. It's a good thing I grabbed them before I left town. Here you go.
Excellent, and here is your reward. 1 mushroom.
Why is it covered in slime?
There are many mysteries in this land.
So where did he go?
Well, first I sent him to the nearby goblin dungeon to collect mushrooms for me.
Oh, it's a good thing I already had them. Who knows what kind of crazy characters and mishaps could have been in there.
Yep, guess you don't have to go there. Could have been fun.
Oh well, and then what happened?
Now he is on his way to Montero City, just on the other side of the Novenda Desert.
Thanks, I appreciate all the help.
I understand having disappointing brothers, so I'll help you out. Take this.
A flute? What'll this do?
It'll help with your traversal of the desert. Just don't use it till you get there. Whoosh.
What the heck is a flute gonna do?
Ooh, mayhap it will summon a great winged beast that they might ride upon. Or play a fun little ditty to pass the time. Who knows?
And all I got was a stupid mushroom.
He reached the desert much faster than you did. Maybe he should have been the party leader.
Cut it out. But wait, he reached the desert? How long ago was this?
Novenda Desert. Whoosh.
All right, line it up and...
Well done. This picture is much better than the last one.
Oh, great. So what is it?
It's a flute.
I know it's a flute, but what kind?
The tutti kind.
A tutti flutes?
I don't know. I'm a doctor, not a music boy. Blow it. See what happens.
Fine. Nothing?
Must have done it wrong.
Oh, great, now the wind's picking up.
Aha! Well, I managed to find out what the flute does.
Oh, what's that?
You, might want to hold on to something.
But there's nothing to hold on. Holy crap, a tornado!
Did you just get sucked up into a tornado?
I'm gonna burst!
reliable method of travel. Catalog it.
Not the time.
What happened?
Like the tornado brought me all the way across the desert.
What do you see?
Sand and a half-eaten cactus.
They must be saving the rest for later.
Oh, wait. There's someone up ahead.
Who is it?
It's some crazy chicken lady.
Records indicate that this is Lucia the Desert Witch.
Well then, I guess it makes her a chicken sandwich.
Proud of yourself?
A little. Hey there. I'm looking for my brother. Have you seen him? Ugh, unhelpful.
The sensors in this thing say Montero City is straight ahead.
Well, great, maybe Bax is still there. Whoosh.
Montero City.
Wait, does that mean...
Bax!
Wyatt!
Wyatt!
He does not know you, Squib.
Not yet.
Shopkeep, I've seen so much about you.
I brought your water flask. Also, who are these two and what the hell is going on?
You have been reunited with your brother. Would you like to save?
Yes.
Still talking to yourself.
It's a long story.
Cliche line, boo.
Game progress saved.
Menu 47.
Yes, creators?
Once more, you are in violation of world laws. Cutscenes are only to be activated through story progression, not of your own accord.
Well, you see...
Secondly, showing cutscenes of non-players is strictly prohibited.
I only thought that...
Menus have no thoughts. They are to monitor and assist. You are not a party member. You are merely a tool.
Yes, of course.
You have been given a warning, and we fear you are malfunctioning. Please prepare for your return to our realm and your immediate reset.
No, wait, please let me explain.
We are listening.
As I have stated previously, Beck's shopkeep is unlike any other player, consistently breaking the rules of the land. I have attempted to adjust my own settings to accommodate this, but when I realized that Wyatt was quickly approaching, I determined that his addition to the party would assist in quelling Bax's erroneous tendencies.
We have no record of Wyatt as a potential party member.
Allow me to attempt to sway Bax into having his brother join. If this is successful, I may be able to return to normal menu functionality.
Creating a party member from a non-player is unheard of.
And so is a shopkeeper with a menu, and yet here we are.
Very well, Menu 47. If this is an attempt to restore protocol, we shall overlook this delinquency. We will also be investigating further into the case of Bax's shopkeep. As you have stated, as a non-player, a menu should never have been assigned to him. But there will be no further warnings. Another discovered break in programming will result in your recall. Take heed, Menu 47.
Understood. Shit.
Thank you for joining us here at Starlight Radio Dreams. We hope you enjoyed your time. If you'd like to keep dreaming, you can find past episodes on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or on our website, www.starlightradiodreams.com. You can also help support the show by giving us a positive review on iTunes or by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Until next time, Pod Squad.